Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Every day brings more alarm about the rise of COVID-19 cases in the U.S., especially where people are refusing vaccinations. And we're hearing from more and more very ill patients who wish they'd taken them. CNN's Randy Kaye met many at Jacksonville Baptist Medical Center in Florida, patients like this very sick woman.
Yeah, I cannot breathe good. I have shortness of breath. I feel sorry about not getting a vaccine.
You're sorry you didn't get the vaccine. Do you think you would be here if you had gotten the vaccine?
No.
Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden is here. He's now CEO of the Global Heart Disease Prevention Group, Resolve to Save Lives. Dr. Frieden, we know the Delta variant is more infectious, but we just heard that woman. And Apurva Mandavilla writes in the New York Times that if more people were vaccinated, there would be no resurgence of any variant, Delta or otherwise. Your thoughts?
What we know about Delta is that it's remarkably infectious. It's about twice as infectious as the COVID we've been dealing with for the past nearly year and a half. And what that means, unfortunately, is that even with half of people in this country vaccinated, we're going to have a similar explosive spread if we don't change our behavior. What's so painful to me to watch about this as a physician is that we have the tools to stop COVID, particularly vaccinations and masks indoors. And in far too many communities, we're not using those tools.
Yeah, well, she is making the case that it's because of the unvaccinated, not the Delta, that we're having this surge, that any variant would just be inflamed the way it is right now in the U.S. because of the people who are unvaccinated. Do you think it's time to, instead of enticing people to get vaccines with rewards, start punishing again? You cannot do this, you cannot do that if you're not vaccinated.
It's a delicate balance because in some ways, the more you push, the more resistance you'll get. Sadly, more people will be willing to get vaccinated because they see the devastation that COVID is causing. I think what we also have to really be clear about is that although you will see some breakthrough infections, getting vaccinated reduces your risk of dying by at least 100 times. So it is true that if we didn't have such a low rate of vaccination in so many places, we would not have anything like the devastating outbreak that, unfortunately, we're likely to have in the coming weeks.
Yeah. Could you explain why is it that unvaccinated people lead to, you know, a more vicious virus and, you know, maybe even more variants? What's the correlation?
The more uncontrolled spread of this virus there is, the more chance it has to mutate and then have mutations that are more infectious or maybe even more deadly or maybe even better at sneaking around our immune defenses will evolve and spread. So uncontrolled spread anywhere in the world is a potential threat anywhere else in the world. That's why it's in all of our best interest to increase vaccinations so we can tamp down spread of the virus. This virus is a very difficult virus to fight, but we do have the tools that can do it.
Well, Dr. Frieden, we know the vaccines work incredibly well. We know breakthroughs are rare. Serious illness while vaccinated, also very, very rare. But I heard a man who'd been in the Provincetown, Massachusetts outbreak say he was double vaccinated, and he got violently ill for 2 days. Now, we know many gay men were in that outbreak in that popular vacation spot. Many may be living successfully with HIV. Does another virus like HIV make you more vulnerable to a breakthrough?
People are wondering about HIV. The broader issue is, what are the different types of immunocompromised? Because there are a lot of people out there who are on 10 million, roughly, who are either immunocompromised in some way, HIV or another disease, or who are on medications that weaken the immune system. For immunocompromised, it's a very broad range of conditions. It's everything from a lot of immunosuppressive medication for people who have an organ transplant to people who are on a medication for arthritis that may make them more susceptible to infection or to severe infection. We don't yet know enough about the risk factors for breakthrough infections. I expect that we'll learn more about that in the coming weeks. But if I had to guess, I'd say advanced age, people 85 and over, no magic cut point of age, may be a risk factor for not being as fully protected by two doses. And one of the things that I hope we'll learn more about in the coming days and weeks is who is getting severe breakthrough infections, and are there some people who would benefit from a third dose of the vaccine? That's not a booster dose. A booster dose might be 6 or 12 months in, or 5 years or 10 years in. That's certain people who don't respond as robustly. But Robin, the bottom line is, with cases doubling and doubling again, breakthrough infections will double and double again, and some of those will be very severe. But for the vast majority of people who are fully vaccinated, they're well protected. This is a remarkably effective vaccine.
Dr. Tom Frieden, former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, now CEO of the group Resolve to Save Lives. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. Always a pleasure speaking with you.